Man, the momentum and the fun just keeps on rolling.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Man, the momentum doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon on the recruiting trail. Big day today. You got some predictions. Could you get another commitment? Let's keep this train rolling on recruiting. We're going to talk about that. Baseball wins, advances in dramatic fashion, kind of. The whole storyline was dramatic. How about that? And then golf advances to match play today. So much action. And we're going to keep you updated. Let's jump right into it. Let's talk about recruiting momentum. Obviously, you've had the whole wave of commitments. Kingston Miles committed yesterday. The running back from, I guess it was the Missouri side of St. Louis. Hey, you got a running back from the Illinois side, and you got a running back from the Missouri side of St. Louis. That's kind of cool. Both guys over 6 foot, both guys over 200 pounds, and both guys absolute burners. There's a whole conversation to be had there as far as what that running back room looks like in the future. But we're not going to talk about that today. We talked about the recruits from Maryland and how Auburn was sitting really well. We're talking about Rion Jackson, Ryan Jackson, James Pace, and then now James Pace's teammate. And I'm going to take a stab at this. I'm going to say it's Kenyair Crum. How about that? Kenyair Crum, safety from DeMatha. Okay, so you got two guys from DeMatha, which is obviously one of the top programs in the state. They pump out a ton of talent. You get three predictions for those guys. When I say three, I'm talking about you get a prediction from each one, and you get a prediction from Steve Wiltfong and Chad Simmons, who are the top recruiting analysts nationally for On3/Rivals. So there you go. You got two more. I would just call it more like confirmation. Like, we felt really good about them. We felt like at least James Pace and Ryan Jackson were part of those seven Eagles, but now you see it backed up with the national analysts. James Pace, top 155 player. And then you got Ryan Jackson, who's also, I believe, a top 250 player. And then Kenyair Crum is a three-star currently, but he's a big safety, 6 foot 200. I think the overarching storyline here is the success Auburn's had in Maryland since DJ Durkin's been here. And with all of the negativity around what happened while he was in Maryland, the reaction to, and then we've even had some, you know, trolley reporter jobs done on DJ as he's been here, you know, talking about second chances and things like that. With all that being said, to me, that really reflects on what that community really thought about him. The relationships that he built while he was there, in spite of what happened. It just really shows how important he is on the trail and how much of an impact he can leave on somewhere that he's a part of. Who would have ever thought that Auburn would have this little pipeline and bringing in some really impactful players and young players? I think it's just really, really neat. I mean, again, and it's not just we joked about the St. Francis Academy pipeline, but now you're kind of opening it up to a few more schools in Maryland as well. So obviously you got DeMatha Catholic, and then I can't remember the name of the school that Rion Orion is from. But yeah, just the impact, DJ Durkin. I kind of fired a shot yesterday. It was a rain delay. We were supposed to bat. We were supposed to have the first pitch at 5. It got pushed back to 8. So I took a screenshot of all of the predictions and kind of fired a shot and said, I'm thankful for second chances. And I put second chances in quotation marks and made sure everyone knew they're all on defense and they all played at Maryland. So a lot of fun, man. And then, you know, you kind of fast forward and you look at the commitment yesterday, and now you're on decision day for Isaac McNeil, the number 103 player in the state of Alabama. And if you would have asked me about Isaac, let's see, today's Tuesday. If you had asked me Monday morning how I felt about Isaac McNeil, or shoot, maybe even up until Monday afternoon, I would say 100% Auburn lock. Like, I felt good over the weekend, but Georgia's not going down without a fight, even after getting a commitment from a top linebacker. So this thing is going to go down to the wire, I believe. He commits tonight at 6 o'clock, and I think the last thing you want is to sort of derail any momentum. And I wouldn't say it would derail, because you got a bunch in the hopper. But you don't want to have a womp-womp when you're on this rocket ship of momentum as far as recruiting goes. I have no idea how it's going to play out. I mean, your other option at linebacker committed to Ole Miss. So you had three guys that you were kind of in your top tier that you could have gotten at least two out of, and now one of those has gone to Ole Miss. So now you're kind of left with not a ton of options. I'm sure you can make some pivots, and you may have to really may reach on a guy or something like that, or you could just say, screw it, we're going to the portal, we're good with Kareem. But other than that, you got to put the hammer down. It's closing time. This is a good test right here. This is a good one-on-one battle. We've had several of these where it was like one-on-one, and a lot of times it's with Georgia. And you can think of the guys like Joe Phillips, and there's others, where down to the wire, it's going back and forth, and you gotta land the last blow and get him. Because Isaac McNeil is a player. He'd be, I think, your third-rated player in the class as far as ranking goes in the industry average. That will really bolster your class, really bolster your average commit ranking. In-state, a lot of importance on it. A lot of importance on this one. So we'll see how that one gets done. Again, 6 o'clock, stay tuned, because Auburn's not going down without a fight. Georgia's not going down without a fight, and this should be a fun one coming down the wire. So obviously, if we get him, we celebrate. If we don't, we kind of move on and regroup. Wouldn't shock me if somehow they end up missing on him, that you maybe take one of the guys you have in the hopper and go ahead and get them to announce. Regardless, we'll keep you updated. We're going to talk about baseball. Holy cow, that was fun last night. If you're in the Barncast, what a blast that was. And then golf advances. I'll kind of give you the details of how that works today as well. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to buyauburn.com. If you're an Auburn business owner, we just signed up another one yesterday. If you're an Auburn business owner, whether you're an alumni or a fan, you can list your business for less than $1 a day. It's the best way, the most effective, cost-effective way to let people know you're an Auburn business. Let Auburn people know you're an Auburn business. And Auburn fans that are listening, do business with Auburn people and start at buyauburn.com. We've added a new feature, so if you have multiple locations, you can list them all under the one listing. So it's super easy to sign up. Can't beat it. It's buyauburn.com. And also, man, we've been on a run with aushirts.com. We just I got an email. It's like, hey, man, I'd really love to see, I'd really love to see that I don't super care on a coffee tumbler. So I was like, you know what? Ask and you shall receive. I created it, sent him the link. He bought two, and then we sold two more since then. You got any ideas? Send them to me, man. If I can make it happen, I'll put it on something, and we'll make it for you. That's what we want this to be. We want this to be essentially a fan shop for listeners for the show. So check it out. It's aushirts.com. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk baseball, man. Holy cow. Auburn takes down Milwaukee 8-3 after dropping the opening game. You know, we had a conversation on the Barncast. How often does that happen? And I know I think Auburn actually did this in 2005, if I'm correct, that I was told anyway. In 2005 in the Tallahassee Regional, they maybe dropped the first one and came out. Again, I was given that information. I haven't verified it yet. But I do know that that's only happens 8% of the time. So when a team loses their first game, only 8% of those come out of the regional. And you got to think about it. You got to win four in a row. And one of the wins you have to get is against a team that would have only played three games. So you're playing your fourth game when they're playing their third game. You're talking about the pitching, the bullpen having to be stretched. It's hard. It's tough. And Auburn went on that run and got it done last night in epic fashion in front of an unbelievable crowd. I think it's like 8,200 people there. Sold over 3,000 hot dogs, three or 4,000 domestic beers. We'll say that's the numbers everybody wants to know. Just a fun night, man. Auburn wins 8-3. They had their big inning in the sixth. Weren't sure when it was going to come, but we felt like the big inning was going to come. Chase Fralick continues his just unbelievable tear. I think this is the second time in the season where he was on a five-game home run streak. So that's kind of cool. He hit a home run, I believe. I guess he hit a home run in every regional, every game in this regional. A lot of fun. Can't say enough about the pitching. I mean, from what happened on Sunday to having to only use three pitchers in a doubleheader, and then you go into this game and you only have to use two, and you use two that – or you use two that didn't have great outings. The starter you send out there got shelled against this same team, and he goes out there, and we're talking about Jake, pitches four innings, gives up two earned runs. Now, he gave up a home run, and I said, I could just tell by his command, I could just tell by his attitude. I was like, I don't think that's going to faze him. I don't think he'd take him out. And he just kept mowing them down. Six strikeouts in four innings, 63 pitches, really good, gutsy performance. And then you throw Jackson out there, man, and he came in and he was a freaking bulldog. He was mowing them down. Eight strikeouts in five innings, exclamation point on the game with a strikeout at the end. And I think it was probably the fastest pitch he threw all night. Kudos to those guys. Guts. You got a pitching staff that's just full of guts, man. And in the postseason, that is invaluable. Especially now. Now we're kind of out of the – it's still double elimination, but now you go into a three-game series, you have the pitching advantage, period. You're going to have the pitching advantage most of the time for the rest of the way. So you take on Ole Miss, they come to Plainsman Park again. So I would imagine the 8,200 person record, I would imagine that's probably broken. They're going to figure out a way to put more stands out there and bust open that record. Ole Miss was right around 500 in the league. They come out of the Nebraska Regional And, you know, it's hard to know what you got there. They lost. They dropped their first game of the SEC tournament. They had to play on the first day, I think, against Missouri. Again, you're going to have the pitching advantage. So, can you get it done? This is a big opportunity. You're in the Sweet 16 right now. Essentially, if you want to look at, if you want to compare that to anything, you're in the Sweet 16. Okay? You get to Omaha, obviously, you're in the Elite Eight. But great opportunity and a chance to kind of get the bad taste out of your mouth for the last one, the last Super Regional. Just awesome, awesome stuff. The Barncast was incredible. I think over 10,000 people have watched that so far, or were watching at some point in time. We had one person just giving out free Barn YouTube memberships, just gifting them. Now, you get it for a month, and you decide if you want to keep it, but how cool is that? I think they bought like 70 or 80 gifted memberships, which is crazy. Yes, we do have a YouTube membership, and we are pumping out members-only content. Make sure you check that out. You got the extra hour of the Village Vice show. They do kind of a post show, and it's members only. I say extra hour. It's not an extra hour. It's an extra segment. And then you got Afternoon Delight video version every single day. And then my man T-Dub, my film guy, just he's about to be working overtime as far as commit film breakdowns. If you like that kind of stuff, you can't beat that. So check that out. Make sure you join the Barn YouTube page as a member. Let's fast forward to golf. Auburn cruises. We knew they would. They cruise to the match play, and they take on UCLA, who won their last spot in a playoff, if I'm not mistaken. So it'd be Auburn versus UCLA in the first round of match. And I know you're kind of wondering, okay, what does match play mean if you don't follow golf very often? What's the deal? I thought we were the lowest scoring team by far in the stroke play. The stroke play, the only championship the stroke play determines is the individual. So, like, if one of our individual players, like Jackson Coivin, Josiah Gilbert, if they were to be the lowest player after four rounds, they would be the individual NCAA men's championship. So that's the only championship that's determined through those first four rounds. As a team, those first four rounds determine who goes to the championship match play tournament. Okay, and then so it's basically a whole new tournament. And they don't like reseed everybody in the top eight. They just seed you based off of where you finished after those first four rounds. So Auburn's going to be the one seed. And, you know, in theory, you know, the eight seed would typically be the quote-unquote worst or the easiest matchup. But, man, golf is just so different because, again, they don't re-rack them. So the number two team in the country could have finished eight. Auburn just so happened to somewhat luck out and get UCLA, which is kind of like a home team, who won in a playoff. UCLA and Stanford won their playoff and advanced. Stanford gets the 7 seed. UCLA gets the 8 seed. So Auburn's going to take on UCLA today, and they'll play another match this afternoon. The way match play works is all five guys go out. All five guys go out, which is different from stroke play because all five guys go out, but only top four of our five scores count. Okay, now everybody counts. So you put your best five out, UCLA is going to put their best five out, and then the first guys play head-to-head in a match, second, third, fourth, fifth, one-on-one, okay? And match play is a little bit different from stroke play, which is, to me, a disadvantage for Auburn because it's not cumulative score. It's hole by hole. So let me give you an example. Let's say I go out on the first hole and I make a six and my opponent makes a four. Okay, that's a two-shot advantage in stroke play. In match play, it's only one. So you win the hole, you get a point. Or you're one up. And then you play the 18 holes out. So match play is just tricky. I really hate the way this championship is decided. But basically, you're going to take all five of those guys. They're going to play. And then whoever wins the most matches advances. So you do that in an eight-team playoff. So the round one will start sometime this morning, later this morning, because they're obviously on Pacific time. And then you'll play again in the afternoon, and you'll do the exact same thing tomorrow. I think the TV coverage is going to be on the second, like the afternoon rounds. So there should be TV coverage on everything, but it's going to be the second round. So if Auburn advances, they should be on TV for the second round, and they'll take on the winner of, I guess they'd probably take on the winner of the 2 and the 7. So I'm not exactly sure how the seeding works. We'll look at that later. Regardless, Auburn's through, and they got a shot to go win the national championship. They got to take down UCLA to start with and just keep it rolling. So much action. Great place to be updated for the day right here. Make sure you've liked this video. Make sure you've subscribed to the channel. Hit that alert bell, man, because we got content dropping every single day. Should have Chandler's show a little bit later today. Obviously got a Village Vice. Going to have Barnes Social Hour later this evening. All kind of stuff. Guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.